Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Dr. Joanna Williams is a keynote speaker at the Youth Mental Health Summit at College of DuPage, and that is happening tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, Doctor. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're from the Search Institute, and I was just on your website, and I saw a quote by Colin Powell, former U.S. Secretary of State, and he said, Search Institute is a national treasure. It provides the new ideas and the research America needs to grow healthy and successful youth. Boy, everybody needs help with that right now, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We were talking how social media did not play a part of our youth, and we're all so thankful for that. But what is it doing to the youth of today, and how is it affecting their mental health?
So that is a great question. I know it's top of mind for lots of people right now. And, you know, I'm a developmental scientist, and we know that there's no single cause explanations for mental health challenges that young people might experience. So as a scientist, I think what's important to really understand is how we can promote thriving, well-being, and positive mental health among young people by understanding and supporting their developmental needs. And that's a bit of what I'll be talking about at the summit tomorrow.
And so what is some of the data that you'll share at the summit?
So I have recent data from the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It's national data that documents trends between 2011 and 2021. The data show areas in which youth behavior has remained pretty stable or actually improved, including for things like substance use. And it includes areas in which it has declined, like mental well-being. So there have been declines over the past 10 years in youth reports of how they're doing in terms of overall mental well-being. I'll also share data from our work at Search Institute. So we're a nonprofit applied research organization. We focus on positive youth development, and we've surveyed thousands of young people. We can say with confidence that having strong, positive, what we call developmental relationships, are associated with higher levels of many positive outcomes. So social emotional outcomes, personal strengths, academic outcomes. Young people who say they're in settings where they have strong developmental relationships also say they feel more safe. Those settings feel more equitable to them and also more culturally responsive. So I think relationships are a critical element of supporting young people, and that is also documented in the CDC's resources.
So the developmental relationships would also include that encompasses the relationship you have with your parents. And I know as a parent of a 22-year-old, sometimes it's hard to approach them because you don't know how they'll take them. Well, I'll just tell you, my kid always goes, oh, here we go, another life lesson. You know, it's like, yes, another life lesson. I think that's what I'm here to help share, you know, but you want them to hear what you're saying and you don't want to put them off by your presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm the parent of my daughter will be 12 this week. So I'm often getting the, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
That kind of reaction. But I think what we know, including from families and other youth adult relationships that happen in school and out of school, is that one, I think for parents in particular, when they understand that adolescence is this really incredible period of opportunity when young people need opportunities to explore, they're discovering, they're learning from and adapting to the world around them. And they need opportunities to kind of think about who they are, to express some autonomy and agency. So they may push back in doing so. But when we're able to sort of understand that and then continue to express care and provide support, to challenge our young people at times, to share power with them so they can have some autonomy and expand possibilities so that they can connect to resources that help them meet their goals, that is going to increase the likelihood of stronger positive relationships as well as better outcomes for youth.
And I would imagine the resources for youth are as important as the research or the outreach for parents on, you know, how to foster those healthy relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes to adolescents in particular, they are really making sense of the world around them. So they're able to express what some of their, you know, needs and wants and desires are. And, you know, they should have, again, some sense of agency when it comes to being in a relationship with an adult. So one element of a developmental relationship, again, is about this idea of sharing power, so that we're listening to young people's voices instead of just assuming that they need to be listening to ours.
Yeah, that's an important lesson we all need to take. So, Dr. Joanna Williams, tell everybody about what is happening tomorrow at the Youth Mental Health Summit at the College of DuPage and how they can be a part of it.
Sure. Well, I'm very excited to be invited to give the keynote talk about youth mental health and developmental relationships and what those do to support our young people. We will have several other partners there as well. So it's in partnership with Kids Matter and the DuPage County Health Department. So you will hear from folks about what mental health and other adolescent sort of outcomes look like across DuPage County. And the audience, it's really open. Parents, school staff, youth serving organizations are all welcome to attend. It will be at the College of DuPage and the Student Resource Center starting bright and early. Registration and breakfast are between 7:30 and 8, and then the program is between 8 and 11 a.m.
And is there a cost associated with this?
No, there's no cost.
That's a good thing. There's no reason for people not to participate then. And any last thing you could share with parents of young teens, teens, or young adults that you think would help us, help guide us on how to raise strong, healthy adults?
Yeah, I think particularly for parents who might be concerned about young people's mental health, I think it's a warranted concern. But I think when youth are thriving, they understand and families understand that being mentally healthy doesn't always mean we feel good or happy. But it means we understand that sometimes we feel and experience distress and we're learning ways to manage and cope with those feelings. Especially young adolescents can be a period of like big feelings, emotional highs and lows. And I think parenting adults should understand that we're here to sort of support and listen. We don't always have to solve problems for young people, but we need to partner with them to make sure that they're developing strategies for coping with the experiences they have every day.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is Dr. Joanna Williams. She is a keynote speaker of the Youth Mental Health Summit at College of DuPage, and that is tomorrow.